life-threatening and destructive. That is how the Weather Service is talking about this week's windstorm.
This will not be like a Santa Ana wind event where it's windy in the mountains and pretty calm in the urban areas. This one is going to be a doozy.
January 6th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll tell you what you need to know about that. Plus, eggs have been getting harder and harder to get, so a lot of people are realizing
egg schmeg. Nowadays, you don't really need them. You can thank all the vegans.
And what does the Hulu Live Fubo deal say about the future of streaming?
To get the kind of scale that you need to make a service like this work, yes, consolidation is one way that that's going to happen.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Just got to take one look at the graphic that the National Weather Service LA put out on social media today. Big pink letters, underline, italic, life-threatening and destructive windstorm with three exclamation points. I had somebody send this to me today and said, why are they hyping it like that? And what you got to understand is the National Weather Service is a government agency. They don't have any incentive to hype things. They're not making money off of it. So they don't use language like that unless they mean it. This is going to be a bad windstorm, and it could cause serious fires. And the language is even stronger than how they talked about the last bad one, which caused the fire in Malibu. John Baird went up to Santa Clarita to find out how crews are preparing.
Firefighters are getting ready because unless the conditions suddenly change, we will likely find ourselves in really dangerous fire weather. LA County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher-Burko says they've made preparations.
We've got the warnings, so LA County always comes in with extra staffing for these high wind warnings and red flag conditions.
And LA City Fire Captain Eric Scott says they're ramping things up too.
You know, the Los Angeles City Fire Department, we will augment our resources, meaning add additional boots on the ground in key areas prone to wildfires.
I talked with a Bay Area resident who was making a pit stop off of I-5 in Santa Clarita. He's heading home, but his son lives in the L.A. area, and he says California overall is really at high risk.
Yeah, really the whole state. I'm not sure we do the best job of preparing for those kind of things.
When we talk about Santa Ana winds, normally we say, well, you know, if you're in an area that gets them. That is not really the case this time. The forecasters are saying that we're going to have winds in a lot of places that don't normally have impacts from these kinds of windstorms. Daniel Swain is UCLA climatologist, one of the experts we lean on for these types of things.
Really won't get going till tomorrow afternoon into the early morning hours on Wednesday. And it really does look like the worst of this is going to be in the middle of the night, Tuesday night into early morning Wednesday. And it will be quite a widespread event. So this will not be like a Santa Ana wind event where it's windy in the mountains and pretty calm in the urban areas. This one is going to be a doozy, and the winds reach the valleys, low elevations, even the urban cores. So even downtown LA, San Fernando Valley, these places are going to see wind gusts probably over 50 miles an hour and almost everywhere.
Yeah, the Weather Service is going as far as to tell people to stay indoors, stay away from windows. Power outages are expected. So if your power's out, 97.1 FM, if you're not in an area where you can get our FM signal, 1070 AM as well. If you do have power, you can always ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app on your phone, search for KNX News, and follow us there for updates as this storm approaches. Eggs. Seen all kinds of pictures of grocery stores with empty egg sections, nothing on the shelves. Where you do see them, they're getting super expensive. It's all because so many chickens had to be killed because of bird flu. And so we're asking the question, are you going to start to see a lot of non-egg alternatives being used in things like baked goods? Emily Valdez is looking into that.
Egg schmeg. Nowadays, you don't really need them. You can thank all the vegans.
There's a lot of different alternatives you can use, sort of based on what it is you're trying to make.
Jamaica Christ owns Top Tier Treats in West LA. They have egg and eggless cakes and desserts. She says aquafaba, which is garbanzo bean water, works well, gets frothy, makes recipes stick. or you can do what she does.
We use a version of a powdered egg replacer, and we use warm water to activate it and froth it up so it's nice and foamy, and it creates some liquid in there as well, so it got the same sort of similar qualities as an egg.
Chris recommends Bob's Red Mill and Energy for egg replacers. You can find them at many grocery stores and, of course, online.
And nothing says, tasty baked goods like garbanzo bean water, but I guess you don't really taste it once it's baked. It's not often that somebody can just get up and brush himself off and walk away when a plane goes down, but that is exactly what happened in Temple City.
A pilot and passenger were on board this Cessna aircraft that likely took off from El Mahdi and then crashed about 2 minutes before 8 o'clock this morning. Crashed into a backyard here in Temple City on Arden Drive. Big cross street is Lower Azusa Road. What's incredible is that the two people on board the plane, they walked away.
Trees actually caught it. Both the pilot and the passenger walked away with no injuries. They dodged a bullet on this one.
Do they go for a checkup?
They got checked out by our paramedics on scene, and they both decided they didn't need any further medical attention.
All right, so they split, but the plane's
still there, so it will be a bit of an operation getting that plane out safely.
That LA County fire captain says no damage to the home. Cause of the crash is under investigation.
That's Craig Figner in Temple City. We'll dig into the media merger that was announced today and what it says about the future of streaming next. Disney's empire got a bit bigger today. It has announced that its Hulu Live TV service is combining with another live TV streamer, Fubo. We talked about it with Variety's business editor, Todd Spangler.
They're both what they call virtual pay TV providers. It's like cable or satellite TV, but it's delivered over the internet. So they're combining their different subscription operations. They're going to keep the brand separate, but they're teaming up to get more efficiencies. Basically, that's one big part of the deal.
Yeah, he says both TV services will still pretty much look the same for their subscribers, at least for now. A key part of this merger was because of a lawsuit between Fubo and some of the bigger entertainment providers, including Disney.
Fubo is a smaller, very small, in the grand scheme of things. They're a small independent distributor of live TV channels. So they had complained that this new joint venture that is being set up by Disney, Fox, and Warner Bros. Discovery, it's called Venue Sports. You know, it's designed to give you just the sports channels for a lower price than you would pay for a full cable package. So Fubo said, hey, we've been trying to do this all along, but you guys wouldn't license us just the sports channels. And so they complained that this was an example of, basically anti-competitive behavior. So they filed a lawsuit and they won a preliminary injunction last year to block this new service, Venue Sports, from launching. So that was still pending. Now that Fubo's done this deal with Disney, they've agreed to drop the litigation. And Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are paying Fubo $220 million as part of making that lawsuit go away.
He says the deal could lead to less competition and ultimately fewer choices for us.
The companies are going to say, look, this does introduce new choice for consumers, but it does indicate that, to get the kind of scale that you need to make a service like this work, yes, consolidation is one way that that's going to happen.
While it does make Disney's live TV portfolio bigger, it will not make it the biggest game in town.
Fubo and Hulu with live TV will have about 6.2 million subscribers. YouTube TV has more than that. They have the last number that they announced was they had more than 8 million subscribers. So YouTube TV is the biggest one in this particular market segment, and they're climbing up. They're not as big as Comcast or Spectrum right now. Those are the two biggest TV providers in the U.S. right now.
Interesting to note there that combined it's about 14 million, and that's nothing in the grand scheme of streaming. So the live streaming segment has kind of a long way to go. Disney Fubo still need approval from regulators. That could take a year to 18 months. And that's the LA Local for this January 6th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory All 12 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. 97.1 FM to stay connected on the windstorm and everything else going on in LA this week. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows, and you'll get the show on your phone every weekday afternoon. I'm Alex Silverman. Back tomorrow. See you.